Welcome to the Healthcare IT Today interview series. We feel lucky to be able to talk to so many smart, passionate, and knowledgeable people in healthcare. Now, we're taking our favorite interviews and sharing them with you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy perspectives on the world of health IT.
Hello, and welcome to Healthcare IT Today, where we explore the latest healthcare technology trends and discover valuable insights in health IT. I'm Colin Hung, and today I'm joined by three wonderful individuals: Todd Rago, President and CEO at Healthix; Tammy Jones, Director of Account Management and Strategic Partnerships at Carecom; and Steve McLaughlin, Product Manager at J2 Interactive. Welcome, everyone, to the program.
Good morning, Colin. Morning.
Todd, let's start with you. For the benefit of our listeners and our viewers, can you give us a little bit of background of Healthix, what you do, and who you are?
Certainly. So Healthix, we've been around for well over a decade, and what we are is a health information exchange. So what we do at our core is really aggregate data, clinical data. So we've been connecting in Southern New York State, typically Long Island, New York City, a lot of clinical data across our community from hospitals, behavioral health organization, nursing homes, federally qualified health centers, and even community-based organizations. So really a diverse set of data sources as we've grown over the years. Today we serve 8,000 facilities across Southern New York. We have about 20 million patient records that are active over the last 2 years in our system, so very large. Of course, New York City is very large unto itself. And we've just been doing this for a while. And I think the pandemic has really brought what we do to bear in a very positive way. So we've been very supportive of all the pandemic responses here in New York City on the healthcare front.
Yeah, just a small amount of data, right? 20 million records, nothing at all. Now, Todd, I understand that Healthix recently adopted a terminology management solution from J2 Interactive and Carecom. What was the business or technical or clinical problem that you were trying to solve that sort of warranted you adopting that kind of a solution?
You know, this was part of our kind of overarching plan over the years. So when we initially started as a health information exchange, it was all about data aggregation, bringing in all sorts of data with a big focus these days on social determinants of health data. But where we are now, and the pandemic helped really bring this to light, is that extra focus on data quality. So we've really been, we did an RFP process. We went out, we looked for a good solution, a good partner vendor, and product to leverage. And what we wanted to focus on was we collect a lot of data today. So let's focus on lab data, a lot of lab tests, results. Using a service and a product like this with an integration partner as J2 Interactive really helped us bring all this together. So we can not only take in this data, but we can now make sure a lab test at one hospital is equivalent to a lab test at another hospital. So it's that higher data quality that we're looking for, and what we call semantic interoperability, which is really making certain that one lab test from hospital A can be equated to a similar lab test at hospital B. And that way, when our customers, our clinicians go in and look at a patient's record, you know, patient record Todd Rago, they can say, hey, Todd's had the same exact test across several of our hospital systems. So that was really the crux and the goal of what we're shooting for.
So Todd, you just made our audience very excited when you used the word semantic interoperability.
Yeah.
Good. Because we talk about interoperability, which is the ability just to exchange information. By adding that word semantic, what you're really talking about is to say, well, you know, just exchanging data is one part of the solution, but making sure that that information is meaningful to the other party is equally important.
We're all about, you know, our user base, our customers, which are the clinicians, having them use our data more effectively. It's really to serve, you know, the patients. So that's really our goal. Even though we're a back-end system and we're a secondary data provider to a lot of these organizations, that's really our goal, is to have a better outcome for the patients.
So I have to ask this, Todd. What made you choose the J2 managed terminology solution that's powered by Carecom's health term?
So we put them through the ringer. We went through an RFP process. You know, being in this industry for such a long period of time, we knew who some of the industry leaders were. So we reached out to make sure we had a good good participation in our selection process. But when it came down to it, J2 Interactive, we've been working with them for years on the integration front. So we knew that they were very familiar with our operation, our technical operations, and how our systems are set up and configured. And then we were very intrigued by who they partnered with as well. And we tested the waters, we did our due diligence. We were looking for a product vendor who really knew their stuff in this area of expertise, but not only that, someone that, if you think about the volumes of data that we handle, we bring in well over 350 million clinical messages on a monthly basis. So when you think about the need for the application to handle that volume, that was something that we were looking at from a product standpoint, making sure that that product could really handle the diverse set of data sources that we were aggregating, as well as just the pure volume of the data that we were bringing into HealthX.
So now that the solution's in place, what are you able to do or offer to your constituent or, you know, to your customers that you couldn't before?
So this really feeds into all the services that we offer. So it's not like there's one service around, you know, lab test results that kind of, but basically everything we do from real-time alerts to our population health, we're doing so much to support the city of New York in tracking, you know, unfortunately COVID and people getting vaccinated. But also just other, you know, chronic conditions, which really some of the priority has been lost, but hopefully it comes back across our, you know, very diverse population in New York City. So this allows us to sharpen our tool and really help the city focus in and see those trends more clearly in terms of where they should allocate their resources. And also our healthcare community organizations, the hospitals, that we work with and other organizations, it also does the same thing for them. So when you have higher quality data, it really helps them see the trends more clearly and then to focus their resources in the right areas. So that's really, it's more of a, you know, bring it all up in terms of the quality of the data in general, and that feeds into all the services that we offer at HealthX.
Can you maybe give our audience a sneak peek at some of the things that HealthX is working on for the future?
So we're doing a lot of cool projects, if I can say so. But we have a heavy focus here on social determinants of health. So we've been working with a wonderful organization called Staten Island PPS, which is Performing Provider System. And what we're doing with them right now is we're building a couple of new alerts around social determinants of health, one around food and one around housing status. And they have a wonderful network of providers on Staten Island to really make all those connections happen on behalf of the patient, right? All those referrals, all those kind of make sure Todd's handled properly. He's also potentially not just thrown into the ER, you know, a high cost area, which can be really frustrating from a patient perspective as well. But also, you know, just dealt with better in the community to keep you know, Todd Roger, the patient, out of those care settings, which are not always pleasant. So we're working with them with their application called WeSource to kind of bring in social determinants of health data. So that's one big focus of ours, is to really try to do this across our whole community in Southern New York State. Another big push we're doing is making the clinical records available to the residents of New York. So this is a really big thing, which we started early this year, 2021, through some other partnerships on, actually, it started with a EHR vendor directly in terms of giving those patients access, not only to a patient portal, but through the patient portal, the full access from HealthX of their record across New York State. So that's so important when you think about the full cycle of what an HIE should do. If you can get that involvement from the patient directly to help look at their data, actually maybe help with the quality of their data to say, hey, that's, I was never at that, you know, I never had that office visit, I was never had that encounter at that hospital. That goes to improve our general services, and it also engages them more fully in their healthcare journey. So we find that to be really impactful in their healthcare in general, just, you know, their own health, you know, that they're actively involved and aware. And in turn, it's kind of a win-win on both sides.
Thanks a lot for that, Todd. And I'm excited to learn a little bit more, maybe down the road, about your SDOH work, because that's definitely a hot area of healthcare and so much needed.
More to come, definitely.
Steve, let's turn to you for a second. So you represent J2 Interactive. Can you maybe share with our audience a little bit about J2 and this partnership that you've created with CareCom and why this partnership has been so successful for customers like Healthix?
Yeah, certainly. So J2 Interactive has been helping HIE solve their most pressing challenges for over 15 years. We've helped some of the largest exchanges like Healthix throughout the country not only stand up their technical environments, but also to keep them on the leading edge of innovation. Along the way, we noticed numerous projects involved clinical terminology. And specifically, there were different standards and local code sets that were being sent from facilities across their HIE, making it difficult for them to unleash the value of the data that was being collected and shared. So historically, the solutions that were used for terminology normalization, they cost a fortune, and they really required an army of people to run. And when we looked for a new approach to this problem, we discovered CareCom and their Health Term Engine. This product was being used as an embedded solution for customers like IBM Watson Health and Medtronic, and we partnered with CareCom to create J2 Managed Terminology, which is the cloud-based managed service that leverages automated mapping and distributed workflow, and it helps significantly reduce the effort and the costs that are associated with projects like this.
Great. Well, thanks for that. So, you know, we've heard just now from Todd that, you know, he's obviously implemented your solution and been very successful at that, but maybe can you give us a broader view of the types of problems that you solve for exchanges like Healthix?
Sure. Well, actually, everywhere in healthcare across the spectrum, different standard and local code sets are used based on the needs within a specific group. And while it's important for these groups to leverage whatever they need within their domain, when they share data or perform analytics, it's critical that the terminology be aligned to a common standard. So whether you're an HIE or a payer or a health system, or even a med tech solution provider, if you need the ability to normalize onto a standard terminology, that's really where we can help.
Thanks for that. Now, Tammy, I'm going to turn to you now. Now, you and I have spoken a few times. We've seen each other many times at conferences, but you represent CareCom. But let me ask you this, Tammy. Why does healthcare need partnerships and solutions like the one we've been talking about today?
Yeah, thanks, Colin. I really think that HIT vendors in general and all organizations, I think the approach that we're taking here, partnering with J2 and working with Healthix, is the best way to tackle the problems, because I don't think there's any one solution out there that can tackle everything. I can't do what J2 does, and they can't do what we do. And, you know, we need to have a best of breed approach and really work together cohesively. And if I may, play nice in the sandbox with everybody that's out there, right? So I'm using this best of breed approach and working with partners like J2 and helping Healthix in their mission to really deliver quality and efficiency and patient safety is really key. And as I can just jump in here on what Steve said about some of the issues that he sees and why this is so important. We see these things time and time again. I have conversations with clients and potential clients every week, multiple times a week, about the things like data quality and how do we improve data quality? How do we improve analytics? How do we help identify those social determinants of health? And those are things that are right in our wheelhouse at CareCom with our product Health Term. And we can help you get down that path a little bit easier than trying to cobble together your own internal resources. We are the experts in the domain, so we can really drive that adoption and we can really drive that solution to help solve those problems that are out in the healthcare ecosystems now.
Now, I want to just key in on something that all three of you have talked about, this concept of healthcare data quality. You know, I think there's no doubt that healthcare spins up a lot of data. I think it's measured in exabytes in terms of how much data which is, by the way, a billion gigabytes. We spin up a lot of data, and so there's no lack of data anymore. However, quality data is a different story. And Todd, as you mentioned, you know, what I inferred from what you said is, without having good quality data, a lot of the follow-on work, a lot of the follow-on applications and advancements aren't possible. You can't do advanced analytics. You can't do predictive. You can't use AI without a good quality base. You know, do you see that there is a movement, a more concerted movement towards having good quality data in healthcare now, especially by exchanges like yourselves?
Yeah, there absolutely is. One of our friends calls it a big focus on small data. So it's, you know, everyone claims to have large sets of data, which they do. And I think there's an abundance of data. We also have alert fatigue, right? That's another big problem in terms of how many alerts we all get. So the major focus right now, I think, for a lot of HIEs across the country is really sharpen your pencils and to try to get those clinicians or the care managers who are accessing your data, get the data at the right time and the right, obviously the right quality, but the right quantity as well. So that's really been our focus. It's so easy to get overwhelmed with too much data, especially when you're a primary care physician, you only have 10 or 15 minutes to meet with a patient. You want to spend at least 2/3 of that time looking at the patient and asking them questions and just hearing what they have to say. So that's really a very important focus, I think, in healthcare right now, is how can we now fully leverage that data and not just overwhelm people with the data that we have.
Steve, what do you think in terms of quality data? Are we seeing a concerted movement towards it? Are you seeing that in your customer sense?
Yeah, we certainly have. It's, you know, it's been a focus for a long time to attempt to solve the problem. It's just recently that it's become, you know, an imperative need to solve that problem. And luckily, the technology and the capabilities are catching up. And with intelligent solutions like with HealthTerm, you know, there was a phrase that I learned a long time ago: teach the robot to do it. HealthTerm is the robot. J2 and HealthX together, we're going to teach that robot, and we're going to let that robot work on that data as it comes in to align it, to standardize, to normalize it, so it can be more useful and really give, you know, the HealthX members the patient outcomes they're trying to achieve.
And Tammy, what are some of the, you know, advanced applications or things that your customers have been able to do when they've been able to make their data a little bit higher quality?
Yeah, so, you know, our solutions range from not only just the straight lookup and here's a code, tell me what it means, that type of thing. And that's a pretty basic use case. But then we get into the more advanced uses of HealthTerm, one of them being the auto mapping, as Steve mentioned. And that's something that Todd and the team at HealthX are doing as well with the J2 help. Is that we're looking at this data and taking it all in and using some deep learning and machine learning to pull that data into and map that really to what is the most likely match for it. Of course, you know, when we see data like, and Todd, this is by no means saying we've seen your data, but when we see things like patient med list, we'll give you tomorrow or something like that. That's actual data that we've seen. Or we're taking some sleeping pill and actually this is data that's coming through. Well, of course, in cases like that, there's no algorithm out there that's going to be able to appropriately tell you what that is. But what we can do is really give you the most likely match for whatever is coming in and help that validation process and really build up that algorithm on the back end to then identify and prompt you for those matches. So that's one part of it. We have some really exciting features coming out next month in our new release that we're really excited about with some very configurable algorithms. So that's going to be a really cool thing moving forward. And then finally, when we talk about that probably one of the best features about HealthTerm is our ability to subset and group and to define specific lists of concepts for specific use cases. So, you know, when Todd talks about the social determinants of health and how to do those alerts and notify and tie into WeSource, that's things we can do within HealthTerm and gives you those smart expressions and how to build this and how to maintain it. I mean, anybody can build the list, but now how do you maintain it moving forward? And so those are the really big things that our clients are using right now and using them across the board. And we are seeing so much traction, especially with that subset work. And of course, the advanced auto mapping as well, huge out there. And we've talked to different HIEs, just to kind of echo what Steve's saying, and we're talking about the data quality. We've had some HIEs actually tell us that anywhere between 45 and 55% of the data they get from an organization could be local and almost unusable unless it's mapped to a standard. So that's really our mission, is to help these HIEs and these organizations utilize that data, make it quality data, understandable, rich, and relevant data, so then they can, again, improve the patient safety and improve the analytics, take a look at all of the data, and really capture some trends and some things that are happening in healthcare in general.
You know, we're getting close to the end of our time here. So, but I could talk to all you three all day. I mean, I love this topic, but let me ask this question of each of you. You know, interoperability, data quality, these aren't sexy things, right? These aren't top of mind. These aren't like, this is not a robot that's going to help somebody in their home. Like, it's not sexy in terms of, it doesn't get a lot of media attention, but it's vital and it's important. So if I was a healthcare leader, so maybe not a CIO, but sort of somebody who's in the leadership role at a healthcare organization, what would you say to me to convince me that this needs to be invested in, that this is an important thing for healthcare to be doing right now? And maybe Steve, we'll start with you and we'll end with Todd. So we'll go with Steve and then Tammy and then Todd. So Steve, go ahead.
Sure. Well, I like digging up phrases from the past, but one that I've heard numerous times is if you provide information to a clinician and they don't trust the data, they're not going to use your system. And so when we're talking about health exchanges that have clinicians that are accessing it and leveraging it, if they can see quality data, consistent data, data that they expect to see and trust, then they're going to be more likely to use the system and more likely to be able to impact the patient care that they're delivering. And so that's why we think that it's really important. And I would expect most leadership to agree with that.
Tammy?
Well, you know, something you said, Colin, was really funny. You know, this topic isn't sexy, right? Well, we like to say that we are the heavy lifting back end to the sexy front end. So you guys can have the really, really sexy and great looking and really robust front end for it, but you need the heavy lifting back end to drive that data and to drive this into a usable format that you can understand. So while we are not, very visible, I guess, when we're looking at a solution in general, we're really that domain expert on the back end that helps drive this. We can't do it alone. J2 can't do it alone. Todd at HealthX can't do it alone, and we can't impact it alone either. So we all work together, the best of breed, and we all drive to a common mission, though, and a common goal.
Well said. Todd, we'll end off with you. What would you say to me if I was a healthcare leader?
Yeah, so I think what it helps to do is bring clarity to the clinical trends that they're looking for. You know, they deal with their own data, which is pretty large in and of itself. And I think just bringing the clarity so they can make those management decisions on where to spend time and energy. I think that's the biggest benefit out of this. If you can have cleaner, higher quality data, then you know where to invest your time to make the biggest difference.
Wonderful. Well, Todd, Steve, Tammy, thank you so much for the information you shared with us today. It's quite a lot to digest here. I love it. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Colin.
Thank you, Colin.
And for those of you that are listening, if you enjoyed this interview as much as I did, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes, YouTube, or wherever you're listening and watching. Also, head over to healthcareittoday.com to access free resources, industry news, and insightful articles. You can also connect with us on Twitter using the hashtag HITSM. Thanks for listening.